Welcome to day 6 of the 7 days of calming anxiety. Start by taking a comfortable position with a tall, straight back. Let your arms rest in an easy, effortless way. Allow the shoulders to fall away from the neck. And when you're ready, close your eyes. Today we're going to explore the practice of pausing, which is one of the most effective ways of working with anxiety. We pause all the time in life, between sentences, at stoplights, in conversations. But when it comes to stress and anxiety, pausing is extremely difficult. When emotion rushes through us, it can be all-encompassing. Our instinct is to panic, run, or push it away. Each time we do this, though, we're conditioning our response system. The more strongly we react to anxiety, the more of a hold it has on us. Our reactiveness can also color, exaggerate, and distort our thoughts and experiences, feeding into this cycle. Although we can't control our emotions, practicing mindfulness helps us respond to them in a calmer, healthier way. It also allows us to recondition our tendencies. The key to this pausing practice is in noticing the gap as anxiety arises. What I'm referring to is that tiny window between the time anxiety starts and the time we react to it. If we can pause for even the slightest second before anxiety sweeps us away, we're able to be more mindful about our response to it. Most of the time, this gap is unrecognizable because we react to anxiety so swiftly. So, like anything else, pausing takes practice. With that said, let's begin today's session. Take a moment to arrive. Listening inward, perhaps inviting a soft smile to your lips, and take a few full, deep breaths, inhaling deeply, and releasing the breath slowly. With each breath you take, feel your whole body relax. Then let the breath resume its natural rhythm, following each inhale and watching it turn into an exhale. Concentrate all your attention on the breath as it flows in and out. Notice how each breath follows one after the other in a never-ending cycle and flow. each time a thought or emotion arises, see if it's possible to pause for just a second to observe your experience. Observe the thought or emotion without pursuing it or rejecting it. Just note it, without creating a story, without any judgment. Then, after the pause, bring your awareness back to the breath. Connect to the breath as a tool to de-escalate the rise of reactivity. Allow the breath to be your only focus. Each time your mind wanders away, gently return your focus to the breath. If you find yourself running through the same thoughts, same anxieties, pause as soon as you can to break that loop. You're not trying to change your experience. Allow thoughts and emotions into the space, but don't get swept away by them. Return to the breath and stay with it. Allow it to soothe the mind and body. And as we near the end of the session, observe how it feels to relax into the pause between moments. The more you practice pausing in meditation, the more instinctive it becomes in daily life. You can try this pausing practice the next time anxiety arises. As soon as it hits, stop and create some space by taking a few deep breaths. This way, instead of getting swept away by anxiety, pausing to breathe allows you to observe what's happening in your mind and body. And in that space, you can question your thoughts more objectively, asking yourself, are these thoughts 100% true? Might I be exaggerating, projecting, or jumping to conclusions? By pausing, we're able to view our thoughts and emotions with perspective and clarity, which helps to de-escalate our anxiety. And as you take your next breath, return your attention to the room around you, relaxing into any sounds and letting them wash through you. Then wiggle your fingers and toes, and when you're ready, open your eyes. Congratulations for completing day 6 of the 7 Days of Calming Anxiety. We'll see you back here tomorrow for day 7, where we'll be learning how to befriend anxiety.